Saturday morning. Good morning. It's Trina Mara on Something for the Weekend. And on the line, we've got Miriam Donoghue from Goal. Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Lovely to be with you.
Oh, listen, isn't it great this time of year? We're really getting into the festive season now. The Christmas trees are up and Goal are working very, very hard, particularly around this time of year. Tell me what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's an incredible time of the year, Trina. And from our point of view, Goal, we're an international humanitarian aid agency who work in 13 countries around the world. And it's a time of the year when people reflect and people want to give. And Goal has been running a Goal Mile every Christmas for the last 38 years. And it's become quite a tradition right across the country. And it's very, very simple. It's people get out on Christmas morning, Stephen's morning, or maybe later that week. They run, walk or jog a mile in aid of Goal. And what's wonderful about this is, you know, it's an opportunity for people, family, friends, neighbours, communities to get together for, you know, half an hour on Christmas Day before you sit down and tuck into the turkey and ham and get some exercise, get into the festive spirit, and you're doing something really positive and really good for those in need and those who won't be sort of secure and warm and happy at Christmas time like we are.
We were only saying here in the office during the week, we were kind of asking around, do you give to charity at Christmas time? And it really opened my eyes because everybody in the office were saying, yeah, even if I don't give throughout the year, Christmas time, it is kind of the time a lot of people find themselves being a little bit more generous, because you do start to think about the other people who don't have as much as we have, and we just have too much, don't we?
Look, absolutely. And the excesses of Christmas, I mean, I was doing my Christmas shopping at the weekend myself or yesterday, and the excess, it's really extreme. And the Irish people have a reputation for being amongst the most generous in the world, and that's been proven through various surveys. And we do dig deep and we do like to help those in need. And you know, it's very important time of the year for charities like Goal, because it's a time when we can remind people of the work we do. And without the generous support of the people of Ireland, we certainly couldn't continue doing what we're doing. I mean, last year alone, we reached over 5.5 million people with support, whether it's health, food, sanitation, livelihood support. And one of our biggest programs, and there's a huge focus this year for our Christmas campaign, it's reflecting on people who are far from home, refugees, those who are displaced. And 70 million people around the world currently, at this very moment, today, are displaced from their homes all over the world due to conflict, war or natural disaster. In Syria, which has been in the throes of war and conflict for 8 years now, Goal every single day is looking after 800,000 displaced people. So we couldn't do that without the generous support of the people of Ireland. So we use the Goal Mile every year as a reminder to people of why we exist and what we do, and as a pointer to people as well, like to think, look, we're very privileged, most of us in this country, and it's lovely to give back at a time of the year when there's a lot of excess and a lot of joy and a lot of peace and contentment for people.
It's exactly what you say. It's the reminder, because, I mean, there was that period of time when every time you turned on Sky News, we were seeing the refugees and all that, and everyone was talking about it. There's less on the news at the moment. And you do need reminding, don't you?
Listen, there is.
It's still happening,
and,
you know?
And you know, crises erupt and happen all over the world, and they're hot news and they're in the headlines for a couple of weeks or a month, and then, you know, the media, we move on, they move on to the next topic or the next issue. But those hard crises and issues and the fallout for men, women and children, they don't go away. And I'll give you an example. This year there was a massive cyclone, Cyclone Ida, in the Southern Hemisphere in March, and it got massive headlines at the time through March and April. Many parts of Zimbabwe were absolutely devastated. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their homes. Several hundred were killed. And Goal was one of the first international humanitarian aid agencies to lead out with relief in the hours and days after Cyclone Ida hit. So we are still on the ground there, providing shelter and food and sustenance for people who haven't yet recovered from the devastation of the cyclone. That hasn't been in the news. It hasn't been on the headlines for many months. So it's a challenge for organisations like us to keep these issues live, you know, through our website, through social media, through general media, through interviews like this, and to let people know that, look, there are issues and there are crises everywhere. And we can, you know, very much, we're in our own bubble at Christmas. It's all about parties, family get-togethers, you know, Santa presents and everything. So it's great, and it's an important reminder for people.
Yeah. So is there, excuse the pun, but is there a goal that you want people to raise and what you want them to raise for the Goal Mile this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, last year we had a record year. We raised nearly €300,000 through about 130 Goal Miles around Ireland. And we really want to increase that this year. We don't have a specific target as such, but we certainly are raising the bar. What we've added this year, apart from the community Goal Miles around the country on Christmas week, we've added corporate Goal Miles. So we have a few companies and a few big, you know, office blocks and office centres coming together. They've already ran a lot of those miles. We have a big one coming up on the 19th of December where office workers will be coming out and doing their bit during lunch hour. So we really hope that we raise more money this year. But for anybody out there listening who hasn't done a Goal Mile before or who has, and you want to know where the nearest Goal Mile is to where you live, you very simply go to goalmile.org. And there's a very clever, good interactive map there. You can click on your county, your nearest town, and it will tell you the nearest Goal Mile to where you are. And if there's not one near enough, it's not too late to contact us and to set up a Goal Mile in your town or your village. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is nominate a time and a venue. And we do everything else. We provide you with the posters and the promotion material and the Goal Mile t-shirt. And all you have to do is just get people, even if it's 10 people, 15 people, your family, friends, get them out there and get them walking, running, jogging, whatever. You can cycle, you can swim. And it's for an incredible cause. And it gives people a feel-good factor at a time like Christmas.
So what you have to do is you have to go and get people to sponsor you to do this Goal Mile, yeah?
It's even simpler than that, Trina. We're doing it the old-fashioned way, would you believe you? We have buckets at all of the Goal Miles, gold-branded buckets on the day, and people just put in whatever they can afford on the day.
So you kind of turn up and you pay a fee
You turn up, you don't have to pre-register, find out where your nearest Goal Mile is, you'll be there at the relevant time, and whatever you have in your pocket that you can afford, put in, you know, if it's 50 cents, if it's 50 euros, if it's 500 euros, we're happy with whatever you can give. It's the symbolism of it. And it's the sense of community and the sense of giving. And, you know, it's probably one of the longest running fundraisers in the country. And it's one that people come back to year after year. And it's really very special.
So just remind us again, what is the website where you can get all the details of that, Miriam?
Yeah, if you just go to goalmile.org. And if you forget that, just Google Goal Mile and it'll come up. And it'll bring you right into what the Goal Mile is about. Most importantly, where all the Goal Mile events are happening around the country this year. And the option, if you want to set up your own Goal Mile, you can do so very simply as well. So go online now and see what you can do. And it's for an incredible cause.
Okay, now just to be aware, if you're going to do this, you need to do it today because the closing date is tomorrow, the 15th. Of December. So none of this putting it off until Monday. get going today on the website.
Yeah, the closing day to set up your own Goal Mile indeed is tomorrow. But you don't have to decide even until Christmas morning if you want to go and take part in a Goal Mile.
Getcha, okay.
You don't have to pre-register. You can just turn up, get involved. Yeah.
Okay, well that is easy then. No excuses whatsoever. And a lot of people...
That's the beauty of it.
A lot of people love to go. That is their tradition. They love to go for a run or for a walk with the family on Christmas Day or around that time of year anyway, because you do tend to have a little bit of extra time and you feel a bit sluggish. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone, isn't it?
And you know yourself, particularly not so much Christmas Day, but in the days after Christmas Day, cabin fever tends to set in, you know. You've eaten too much. You want to get out there, and this is a great incentive for families, parents, neighbours to get out. And we've had loads of contact from Goal Mile organisers in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we're hearing great stories about people who only meet up once a year at their local Goal Mile.
Yeah.
We have a family who have contacted us to say this is their 20th consecutive Goal Mile. And they're doing it this year in memory of their granny who passed away. So there's lovely stories attached to the Goal Mile as well.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. It can become like a family tradition because we have the family tradition now only the last 2 or 3 years if we all go to the Panto together. So wouldn't that be a lovely family tradition to have as well, to actually raise money for charity while you do something with your family?
Now, Trina, maybe you can get your family together.
I'm going to have to round them all up.
Round them up there and... nude maybe before you go to the panto, but
that's
yeah,
it.
No, I think Christmas is a time of tradition, whether, as you say, it's going to the panto, meeting together for lunch over the Christmas period, having meals together. It's a time when people connect and when people reflect. And certainly Goal is hugely appreciated for the massive support and the ongoing support that we've received. And just, you know, emphasize, I can't emphasize enough, every single cent counts and every cent goes in a very positive way, helping people all over the world mm-hmm. who are much less well off than we are.
Yeah, well, Miriam, I really hope that we can help you today by getting the word out. And a lot of people, all our fantastic and really, really generous listeners all around the country will take part. Thanks for taking our call today and the best of luck in the fundraising.
Thanks very much, Trina. And a happy Christmas, everybody. And have fun when you get out for your Goal Mile over Christmas.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Miriam. This
Thank
is
you.
Something for the weekend. It is Classic Hits.